Chapter 2 Project Security was on full alert. No one was allowed to leave or enter. All this from the squirrel.
What are you going to do? He asked as we strode down a corridor.
I stopped, eyed him with disgust. Go away. He went. I made sure he wasn't following, though I couldn't imagine him having the nerve to try. Then I made for my exit. I went through the place, down more corridors, down a lift, and into the lab area without seeing a soul. I found the hatch next to the circuits I had rigged earlier. I could betray Holly twice from the same spot. Though I wasn't thinking of it as that. I wasn't thinking of it at all, or of anything else, as I popped the hatch and slid out into the darkness. Just get across the river without being blazed in the back. I keyed the hatch to reopen. The bridges were out, of course. The security there was deep and alert. But they didn't see me slip around the corner of the dome and into the river. And if they heard my splashing, they weren't certain enough of its meaning to fire. I crossed without trouble. The water was warm. The city was not burning. Too much plasteel and hull for a conventional fire. But the dark shadow of looming smoke meant that everything else was probably gone. I couldn't see much else. The approach I was forced to take led me through undergrowth and tall trees that blocked the outline of the maze. It also blocked my view of the stars, any sort of trail, and tiny little bushes about ankle high that repeatedly jammed their nettles into my boots. I found a clearing by tripping and falling forward into it. God, but I hated the outdoors. I was just rising to my knees when he appeared. He was tall as me, heavily armed, and wearing full open-air battle armor. A commando.
Kale,
he whispered in my direction, then reached for his pistol before I could mumble the lie. I kicked him in the face twice, in the forehead and right cheek. He dropped like a rock. I stood over him, gasping and waiting unnecessarily for his response. If I hadn't seen that armor. I knelt beside him and looted. He had all the goodies, grenades, a comvid, blaze charges. It was fleet stuff. It was Borglin stuff. Today was the day, it seemed. I took the pistol and a single charge. I clipped the comvid to the loop at my waist. On impulse, I reached over and drained the power from the armor. Then I threw the rest of the extra charges into the trees. It was as good as tying him up. That stuff was heavy. I never considered wearing it myself. Never. No one else popped up in the long half hour it took me to make my way to the edge of the city, and after a while I had managed a fairly decent rate of progress. More importantly, I felt sure I could retrace my steps. The main square was apparently deserted. I hated the idea of strolling across so open an area, but the maze was made of less forgiving terrain than the woods, and I knew only the one way to get to Weiss. I took a deep breath, rich with smoke, and trotted across to the other side. Nothing happened. Minutes later, I had climbed the passage and the building at the end. The guard that loomed at me from the shadows acted like he was expecting me. He led me through the lair without speaking until we stood before Weiss's broad door. He knocked in an obvious pattern and waited. The door opened.
Crow,
he said shortly. The stooge at the door peered at me, nodded me through, closed the door behind me.